Hey guys, this is Kay Montgomery coming to you with the Nancy Drew preview show. We're super excited to get into what we think and how we feel like the book compares to the TV show. It also looks kind of gritty. Did I see Nancy Drew with her shirt off? Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, it's Kay Montgomery with the Nancy Drew preview show. We're super excited to get right into it. I have on my panel today the illustrious and fabulous Susie G, who prides herself in being the ultimate Josh Schwartz fan.
Yes, I am so excited to be on this panel. I can't even begin to tell you.
So tomorrow when we go live with our first episode, first show, we'll have Chelsea Overrocker joining us and Samantha Jacobs. Yeah.
Yes. So we will be starting actually shooting on Thursdays at 8:10 p.m. You can come and watch the show, but that's it does air tomorrow on the CW.
That's right. It airs tomorrow, but our show will be on Thursday. Thanks, Susie. Good job, girl. So let's get right into the book comparisons, what we feel like the book will be compared to what we've seen, you know, with the little teaser episode.
I mean, the teaser episodes they're gritty, a little salacious. I mean, we all know Nancy Drew from back in the day. We've all watched the book. So I think we're seeing kind of a different new generation Nancy Drew.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I was kind of surprised. Even the look of Nancy Drew. She's kind of a bit of a ginger now, right?
Yes, yeah. She is.
Yeah. So I really like that. I think the whole look of the show is a little bit darker and not exactly what we've been used to, which makes sense, you know, because Nancy Drew in the books was what, like preteen, teen?
Yes. I mean, we probably all read those books when we were probably like 10, kind of like when everybody was reading the Hardy Boys.
Right.
And so that was kind of that age grouping. And now, I mean, this is definitely a CW demographic. So I think they're going to go a little darker and gritty here for us.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what I hear is that Nancy Drew is going to be, she's out of high school. You know, most of the people in her realm are friends or early 20s, you know, that kind of age group. So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if we take anything from the CW right now, Riverdale has exploded. And I think this show kind of takes a little bit after that. I mean, I think that they're seeing that kind of this dark, gritty, these characters having like a little bit of sassiness behind them and all this kind of salaciousness and things happening. It's kind of a win for the CW. So I think we're going to kind of see them continue that through Nancy Drew.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I feel like the look of the show, the look of Nancy and the look of the show is just different. Yes. I do not remember in any Nancy Drew book that I read as a kid, any African-American characters, any Asian characters, any really romance. So I think the diversity piece is going to be really interesting to see.
Right.
I saw a lot of people of color in that trailer, and I was really impressed and kind of excited by that. Even the cop in the trailer is Adam Beach, which is a Native American or American Indian actor that I really love from Smoke Signals from back in the day. So I was really excited to see him.
I can't wait to kind of watch the episode tomorrow and really see how different it is for me than the books. I mean, that I remember as a child. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah. But one thing I do remember, and I remember loving Nancy Drew for this reason. I dated a boy once that called me Nancy Drew. I thought it was the biggest compliment.
Of course
I was thanks, Lou. But she was really a smart girl. That's one of the reasons why I loved her books. You know, she was able to solve things not everyone knew, not everyone could guess. You know, she was able, and she just had a certain amount of confidence that you didn't see a lot in books with young teen girls. So I feel like that's something that we will see in the show.
Right.
And I've seen a few interviews where they've talked about that's one integral part of the character that they wanted to bring.
Bring back her being a smart detective, knowing things. And they also say that there's a little bit of kind of a supernatural element to this series. So I'm kind of interested to see how that kind of takes place and is tied into some of these first episodes that we're going to see.
Yeah, I think that's really going to be cool, especially visually, because the town is so foggy and there's the beach there, and it just looks, you know, all that just that feel is very conducive, I feel like, to a ghostly atmosphere.
Yeah. And she's kind of a Hollywood newcomer, so I'm very excited to see her in this role as well. So I think the CW does a great job of that. We see a lot of younger actors that haven't done much before, and they kind of blow up. So this might be her moment.
Yeah, that'll be awesome to see, right? To be on the front end of that. So we're talking about how it looks like it might be a little... salacious, is that the word? Gritty, is that the word? I mean, in the trailer, our girl Nancy Drew has her shirt off.
Yes, she does. It starts out in the trailer that she gets caught or she's got her shirt off. So we know this isn't the younger Nancy Drew. This
it is
a
not
going off to college Nancy Drew.
Right? Nancy who? Okay, so tell us a little bit about your Josh Schwartz fandom. That's what I want to hear all about, because you're a CW aficionado.
Yes.
I don't know much about CW. I don't know much at all about teen dramas. So you were schooling me a little bit earlier.
Yes. Well, what we do know is that pretty much everything that Josh has done has turned out to be a major hit. So OC, some Gossip Girl, The Carrie Diaries, all of these shows, Heart of Dixie. So him being behind this show just makes me so excited. Because, again, I am a huge CW fan. Everything that he's done. I mean, I've watched some of his series over and over again. I've watched Gossip Girl maybe 12, 15 times.
Ooh, wow.
So if it's anything that's coming from him, I feel like it's going to be a hit. But I also love that he always kind of covers this teen genre, and he does it well. Really well.
Oh, that's interesting. So how are female protagonists portrayed in his shows?
You have a little bit of everything. I mean, in Gossip Girl, you know, the female protagonists were pretty dirty. You know, they were high school kids that obviously were way beyond their time and, you know, Upper East Side kids. So at the end of all of his shows, though, the protagonists, you fall in love with them. You know, I think he portrays his characters really well. So I'm excited to see the roles of each of these characters that are in this show.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited, too. I was so heartened to hear that they were keeping her as a gutsy, really smart girl. Because I think a lot of times, especially when you're dealing with teen dramas, there's that... not all places can do it well, and sometimes they want to show the teen girl as kind of ditzy, and they don't really respect her, and she's not really smart, you know?
And I think in this show, we're going to see Nancy, just like you said, I mean, solving mysteries and being very smart, even if it's a little gritty and she's a little promiscuous, you know? She's getting ready for college. It's that time. But, again, I mean, just being the CW right now, I think that this is just going to be a home run for them. There's been a lot of press and a lot of excitement surrounding this show. So once again, I think kind of like a Riverdale situation, I think it's going to have an instant audience tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see. Also, we were talking just a little bit about the racial diversity, but I feel like there might be some income diversity as well, because we're used to, you know, upper middle class Nancy Drew, but she's working in a diner now.
Yes.
It looks like she may be from the wrong side of the tracks, or, you know, hit a bit of a rough patch.
Right.
So what do you think about that?
I definitely think that that's a very unique spin, because I do think that that's kind of what we do see. We don't really know why she's in the diner and working at the diner. And so I also think that one of the characters is a mechanic, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I do think they don't have a lot of money, a large income. I mean, she had to put college on hold, and that's kind of why she's working at the diner.
Oh, yeah, because she's, well, they said in the show, right, her mom passed away.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is a Nancy Drew that's seen some stuff. She's been through some tough times, so she's trying to come out on the other end. And Yeah, but still has her sleuthing DNA intact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun to see.
Yes, I think all the characters that are surrounding the show are going to be pretty cool and have a lot of layers to them. So I think, again, I am so excited for tomorrow night, because I don't totally know what to expect yet from the books now to the CW. Like, I'm like, yes, this would be great.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Super, super exciting. And also, I mean, she's dealing with some... In the books, her mysteries were pretty soft-pedaled, but, yes. You know, the first, like, 5 minutes of the trailer, it was like, it's a dead body. And we're like, whoa. Yeah, so yes. That's going to be really cool to see.
And then they get framed and, you know, they all become suspects. So I think it's going to be, again, kind of some layers of the who did it. And, You know, we have Scott Wolf, my teen crush.
Oh, my gosh.
Playing a dad role. So, again, I'm excited there.
Can I just say, Scott Wolf is living a good life.
Yes,
Scott Wolf
is.
Still looks good. Let's give Scott Wolf that.
Little shout out to Scott Wolf.
Shout out to Scott Wolf. Still in the game.
Yes.
Still looking good.
Again, kind of what they did, you know, with Luke Perry's character and Riverdale, they brought somebody back that kind of my generation from like the 90210 series that, again, bringing someone back to get some other audience involved.
Yeah, yeah. Really excited about that.
Yes.
He has a very fun Instagram. He looks like a great, super cute dad.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah. So yay. I'm excited to see him do that in that aspect. I just wanted to say, if you're on YouTube right now, we want you to hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, because we have podcasts, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you're watching us or viewing us from, we would love for you to leave a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Tell us what you think about our girl Nancy Drew taking her shirt off in the first trailer, or what you think about the supernatural elements, if you're excited about that, how you feel like it's going to compare to the books, if you were an avid book reader, or just if you're a Josh Schwartz fan, go ahead and leave a comment and let us know some of your favorite shows that he's done.
Yes.
Yeah.
We also want to know your predictions.
Oh, we definitely want to know your predictions. So being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us. It hasn't been long for me and Susie, but we're thoroughly enjoying it and loving every minute. And we appreciate you supporting everything we do as AfterBuzz super fans. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows. And then we also, of course, always want to thank Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro, who created AfterBuzz TV for fans and for hosts like us who are also super fans. Yeah.
Yes.
So that was a great idea. Let's get right into some predictions.
Dun, dun, dun.
What do you think, Susie? What are your predictions? I love the lights. The lights are the best part of everything. What are your predictions for some... I know there'll probably be some love interest, and we saw a little bit of teasing there.
I mean, I think, as always, I predict that there's going to be some cross-love triangles, as most of these shows have. So we'll see Nancy in the beginning with her shirt off. But I would say pretty quickly there's going to be lots of other kind of love spins, especially in this group, that kind of are framed for a murder, because they'll probably band together, and then, as always, love comes into play.
Love, when there's a dead body involved, we fell in love over the dead body. Our eyes locked over the pool of blood under the dead body. Yeah, we all know how that goes. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So I think that, I feel like love triangles are in the future. I think that's a really good prediction. I think that happens a lot in your early, you know.
Right.
Late teenage years, early 20s. You see a lot of that stuff.
And then this supernatural kind of element they've been talking and teasing about. We don't really know what that is yet. So I'm interested on what everyone's predictions are for that.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see kind of how they incorporate that into this new Nancy Drew.
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot on Instagram. Don't let the killer get you, or I hope it doesn't get you. I'm like, oh my goodness. Terrifying in a glowing wallpaper, glowing wall. Yeah, pretty creepy stuff. So I love when it's supernatural, but then also there are some things happening in the natural world and they're kind of crossing over and mixing into each other. I think that's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out too. Yeah.
Also, I think some of the characters, again, like Scott and the dad and the detective, some of the older characters, I'm always interested to see kind of how their roles play out and if they have love interests and kind of... You know, they also kind of play a large part of the show besides the main character. So I can't wait to kind of see how they evolve as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm excited to see Adam Beach, one of my favorites, and Scott Wolf as well, and see what they bring.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting to kind of figure out. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the panel. We're going to have so much fun on Thursday.
Yes.
You guys, don't forget to follow us on YouTube. We're going to be, both of us are going to be tweeting.
Yes.
Susie, you want to give us your handle so we can start to follow you?
You can follow me at Susie G Styles. And again, I'm going to be tweeting tomorrow night. So make sure you comment because I want to know what you think as the show goes on.
Awesome. And then I'm Kay on Twitter. I'm at Kahila M. That's K-A-H-A-L-I-A-M. And then on Instagram at It's Kahila, I-T-S-K-A-H-A-L-I-A. And I will be tweeting and on the gram there too, doing some live stuff. So hopefully you guys will follow along there. And then Thursday is when we go live. Thursday at 8:10
Pacific time.
So we're super excited to get into it and find out what our girl Nancy is up to. Thank you guys so much for checking in with our Nancy Drew After Show preview. We've had a great time and we're excited to see what's going to happen next.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.